Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Sweet Dreams Oracle deck. And actually, I think these are things that you should, affirmations that you read just before bed. But then, of course, they can be used during the day. So this one here, be open. I am open to new possibilities. I welcome new beginnings. Tell you what, why not actually think about that? And no matter what time of day you are listening to this, think about that. I am open to new possibilities and I welcome new beginnings. At the moment, I am doing this whole learning about sound bowls. And whilst I'm doing it, they were on the course, there was this guy and he was saying about how people are made of water. And there was an experiment done by, I can't remember who it was, this guy. And he got some water and he had some jars of water. And they zoomed in on these different jars of water after he put positive and negative energy into it. So he would say things like, I love you, to one jar of water. And then he would say, God, I hate you, you're so ugly, to the other jar of water. And the vibrations and how it looked afterwards was really quite incredible, because the positive jar was quite radiant, but the negative jar sort of dulled and stuff like this. So where we sometimes, he asked this question, which, what would you rather be, positive or negative? And most people would go for the positive side of things, but I guess I'd much rather positivity in my life, which is true. Why not? So if that's true, then why not tell yourself that you are open to new possibilities and you welcome new beginnings? I mean, in lots of instances, when there are new beginnings, something will inevitably have to end. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is over. So some things, yeah, but other things, not so much. They might just be put on pause. Maybe you move away from your workplace to go and live in a different country. The job is still there. You just left because you wanted to go and explore. So you're welcoming new possibilities and you're open to the idea of new concepts and ideas. And you're not just shunning them down because you're so used to doing things a certain way. Even if you are used to doing things a certain way, it doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means that you don't always have to be like, well, I'm right because I've been doing this for this long. You could just be like, well, there are other ways of doing it. Maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. That proves that you're open to it. And maybe one day you change your mind. Maybe you realize that it doesn't quite work out for you. Some things will work for others, not necessarily for you. But if you automatically close your mind to something, then you are not really welcoming any new possibilities. So with this said, think about on your day-to-day life, or even if it's not your, well, yeah, I guess your day-to-day life, you say, well, yeah, I am actually open to new things, even though I do take the same bus route every day, the same train ride every day. Things seem very repetitive in my life, but it doesn't mean I'm not open to things. It just means that nothing has sort of come into my life at the moment that has changed my perspective. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't welcome it if it did. And so therefore, I don't want to keep these things at a distance anymore. I welcome new beginnings. So I'm allowing myself to open up more. Even if something is quite challenging, you think to yourself, is this something that I really want? Is it not? Just because you say no to something doesn't mean that you're closing that door. It just means that either you're not ready for it, or maybe it's just not right for you. Like, let's say you are, you don't particularly want, let's say you go to a restaurant and you've been craving a goat's cheese pizza, right? For example, you get to the restaurant and you see something like a mushroom pizza, or like, oh, I really want that goat's cheese pizza. I was really ready for it. But you know what? I fancy this mushroom pizza. It sounds great. So you order the mushroom pizza and you're satisfied. You're not forcing yourself to eat the goat's cheese pizza just because that's what you had your heart set on. It's just that at any given point you change your mind. Maybe the following day you're like, do you know what? I might go back for that mushroom pizza that, again, is really quite nice. And then you think, do you know what? Last minute, I'm just going to have the goat's cheese. You're still opening your mind to new things. You're just not, you don't want the things, you know, you didn't want the goat's cheese pizza, so you didn't close the door on it, you just had it the following day. So think about things like that with a positive spin on it and allow things to unfold for you. They might not happen straight away, but at least you've already planted that seed. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.